And we're just weeks away now from the end of this Thole term and the reshuffle and return of Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach, and a packed agenda for today's Cabinet meeting. Among the controversial issues, a proposal to open the door to bonuses for bankers. There are several other pieces of legislation, including arrangements around the Christmas bonus for pensioners and social welfare recipients. Now to tell us more, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. And Micheál, bankers and bonuses, words many people perhaps didn't think they'd hear again or didn't want to hear again. What is this likely proposal now from the Minister for Finance?
Yeah, this is a significant proposal, and of course it comes as Pascal Donoghue is approaching one of his final cabinet meetings as finance minister. He moves to public expenditure in the middle of December, so he's bringing in a memo that will change things. The proposal going before government this morning is that bonuses up to 20,000 would be allowed under changes if they are approved. Also things like health benefit and healthcare and the payment of childcare, restrictions on that front would be lifted as well. And then there is the big salary pay cap of €500,000, which applies, I suppose, really to AIB and permanent TSB. That would also go, but at a point in the future when the state's shareholding in those banks reach what is termed an appropriate level. So it is significant, and I suppose this all was introduced in the aftermath of the financial crash and the bank bailout, and the latest available figures from the Controller and Auditor General on the net amount paid by the taxpayer on that is €45.7 billion.
Pascal Donoghue will have anticipated a backlash to this announcement that's to come today. What will his answer be to that backlash?
I think he will say it's based on the findings of an independent review, an independent report. It is something that has been mentioned many times over the last number of years, and he did point to this independent review that if anything was to happen, it would stem from that. But equally, as you say, I think there is an awareness in government that this will be controversial. Already some early political reaction from Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty describing it as a kick in the teeth to those who are struggling.
And we'll hear from Piers Doherty on the programme a little later on. There's another bonus on the way that will probably receive a wider welcome. That's the Christmas bonus for sign-off.
Yes, this is a change on the Christmas bonus, which Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys is bringing to Cabinet today. It's a plan that would see anyone who's on illness benefit for more than 12 months would receive that double payment in early December. It's likely to mean that 17,500 more people now will get this particular payment in the next few weeks.
It's a pretty packed agenda today. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly bringing the human tissue bill to Cabinet. You were talking about that earlier in the bulletin.
Yes, this too is something that has been spoken about for quite some time within government, and there was a pledge to move on it before the end of the year, and it's important on several fronts. One around organ donations, and it would change the system there that everyone would be regarded as an organ donor unless during their lifetime they decided to opt out of the system. But there would still be discussions with families in the event of people's organs being donated. So that would be a big change. It would also put a legal framework around this entire area. As well as that, when it comes to the retention of organs and their transportation and even disposal in some cases, that would all now be guided by new strict legal regulations that aren't there at the moment, and that all post-mortem procedures taking place in hospitals, that they would also be underpinned by regulations, which also isn't the case now.
We expect to, Micheál, to hear from education, from both Norma Foley and Simon Harris.
Yes, when it comes to the lighting and heating of schools, there is a further €90 million that is going to be paid before the end of the year. Norma Foley will update Cabinet on that today. As well as that, the school transport scheme, which of course has changed this year because more people are able to take the bus to school, there's going to be a further €10 million provided to that. One of the big problems facing third level education is accommodation, something affecting all levels of society. Simon Harris bringing a proposal today that would see the state part fund buildings on campuses in Galway, Maynooth and Limerick that would provide around 700 beds. In return for that, there would be a pledge that the rents would be kept at a certain level for those priority student groups. Also negotiations continuing with other colleges to try to build such accommodation, and a further plan that would see old buildings on colleges possibly be repurposed and redeveloped to turn them into accommodation.
I know Charlie McConnellogue has business down progressing the agri-food regulator. What about tolls, though? Are we going to see some movement today on what the Taoiseach had called a deferral or a reduction?
Yeah, it's interesting what's happening with tolls, that the negotiations are still continuing. I'm not certain that it will happen today. There is a sense within government that this announcement perhaps could be made just days before the beginning of the new year, when those toll charges are going to kick in because of the way the system is set up and they are linked to inflation. A determination within most sides of government that that's going to happen. It could cost between 25 and 30 million euro though, and how exactly it's going to be done and where exactly the money is going to come from, well, that still has to be finalised. Significant too that the people who operate the road networks, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, are appearing before the Transport Committee today. They're going to say they have no power to defer these, and if they were to do it, that revenue would be lost around the maintenance of roads in relation to the M50 alone. 13 million euro could be lost. So that all suggests government, if it is to be deferred, are going to have to intervene, and that I think probably won't happen for another week or two. There is one other transport issue on the cabinet agenda. That is Minister Eamon Ryan saying that he wants to order 90 electric carriages, which could be used for the expansion of the DART service, bringing it to places like Drogheda and out to Selbridge in the future. Those carriages, if they're agreed to today, would probably be delivered in 2026 and could see rail service available to maybe 600,000 people. That is a frequent rail service in the Greater Dublin area.
And briefly, any time to talk about the reshuffle?
The reshuffle talks are going to start before the end of the week. What's interesting, there seemed to be a hint from Eamon Ryan when he was speaking on The Week in Politics on Sunday that when it comes to the housing of people from Ukraine fleeing the war there, that perhaps that particular makeup of the department doing that at the moment might have to be looked at. As I understand, that's not going to happen now, that proposal isn't floating. What you are going to see perhaps though is a greater effort across other departments to coordinate at this particular approach. But okay, the preliminary talks around the reshuffle, well, they'll start towards the end of the week.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.